years, and
sure.
So we use it for our use, our kids' use, and then my siblings and their children, and then when they're not using it, it's a nightly rental.
Gotcha. And Brenda, is this the only one you own in Taney County?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you're not familiar with the decision we made a year or two ago. You just got a notice that said 100% commercial, and that's why you're appealing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so are you appealing just the classification, not the value? I'm sorry, I didn't pull
it up. Yeah, I'm just appealing the classification.
Okay. Brenda, let me help you out here. I'll tell you what we've been doing. Since you guys only have one in Taney County, on the first one, we just assume that people are using it and then they're also putting it in nightly rentals. So what we've been doing in our decision to be consistent with other people is for the first one, we have been doing 25% commercial, 75% residential, and if you have any other ones, we feel like it becomes a business at that point, and we classify those as commercial.
Okay.
So are you okay with the 25-75 split on that, 25% commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's very reasonable.
As to BOE 486, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. All in favor? Or excuse me, second?
Second.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We appreciate your appeal, and I'm glad you were available before your scheduled time to talk to us. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The next one we have is an in-person as well, a Burlington Hawk.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I'm a little confused on this one. I think maybe they just forgot to withdraw. You might want to call them because he had appraisals done, and we brought it in just below his appraisal price, which it's listed here. And so, but he put down classification.
What is it? I mean, is it a store, I assume?
It's a motel. One's the Windsor Inn. He has two of them in a row. And the other one is the Greenbrier Motel.
Okay, so there are two hotels. But you believe that because their appraisals came out above what you had, that they want to withdraw them possibly?
Right. We already negotiated, and I lowered it to be below that. So
I'm going to need a phone number.
Yeah.
I don't have one on the sheet. Don't say it on the record, if you would. Just bring it to me. There's probably somebody out there listening who wants to do spam calls.
Surely not.
But I'm encouraged that there are actually people listening to us. Thank you. Do you know the name by chance?
Garrett Hawk.
Yeah. Garrett? Garrett, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I just wanted to call and verify something. It's my understanding that there's a couple of appeals on here, BOE 483 and 484. Were you still wanting to pursue those, or did you come to an agreement with the assessor on those? In other words, did you accept
them? Still pursuing it on the basis of classification. I've got an 11:30 appointment. It's not signed. Waiting for.
Okay. So, and you have two hotels?
Yeah, okay.
I'll let you go real quick, but you have two hotels, and what classification were you trying to change?
They're actually residential, so we don't use
they aren't,
any sales tax.
They aren't hotels or motels?
Outside.
No, they're converted.
He's outside. He has an 11:30 appointment.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Okay. Oh, you're outside here? Are you coming in first? Okay, all right, gotcha. All right, come on in.
I'm just coming in from.
Okay, I thought you were going to another 11:30. Okay, thank you. I will see you in a second. Didn't catch that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you read my notes on there, you'll see we have them down for what they are. He just has to have his occupancy permit from Branson to state what it is because we don't cross them. We do what they have.
The occupancy permit for Branson?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've had some, like, there's one on the strip that's kind of, it's kind of fallen through, but they bought it to turn it into apartments. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they decided not to do it. But we couldn't change it from the motel to residential because their occupancy permit from Branson still said it was a motel.
Gotcha. What if it's mixed use? If they have residential and also use hotel rooms, it's commercial, right?
We go with the city of Branson.
Okay.
Because it would just muddy the waters if there was a legal challenge, and so again, we don't go against the city.
Yeah.
Well, again, and I would say that, said this before, I think classification and, well, Mr. Styron, how
yes.
are you?
Hi. This is Mr. Hawk.
Mr. Hawk, all right.
Hi. Yeah.
Well, I just called him because I didn't know that he
was. Yeah, that was quick.
I didn't know you guys were sitting outside. We are actually, the gentlemen that are behind you are waiting on Mr. Davis, so why don't you come on up?
Okay. I'll ask Mr. Hawk a few questions. Okay, I'm Harry Styron, appearing for Burlington Hawk, who is the owner of the two properties on Highway 76 in Branson that are, I think you have them in front of you. These buildings have been rebuilt, and they were older motels, and now they're called the Enclave 1 and Enclave 2, and they are no longer being operated as motels, short-term residency. And I'll ask Mr. Hawk some questions, and you, of course, can ask him any questions.
Okay.
Kent, did you, in changing from motel use, did that happen while you owned it?
Correct.
And did you operate them as motels previously?
No, I've never operated them as nightly hotels.
Okay. So when did you acquire the properties?
This would have been January of 2021 or 22. It was the first week of January.
And what kind of remodeling did you do?
We're currently in the process of going in and putting in kitchenettes to each individual units to make them studio apartments.
Have you generated any revenue from these properties yet? Are they operating now?
The 3518 property is currently operating. We have 3520 property is currently 40 out of the 120 rooms are operating. 100 and the other 80 are under permit, should be completed in the next couple of months.
What are the occupancy terms? Are they weekly, monthly?
Each guest has to sign an agreement that they will stay for 30 days.
Okay. Have you been paying any sales tax on the room rentals?
No, we do have to have a sales tax license number to get our business license, but we have a no tax due to the operation.
Okay. As I've said in the little legal memorandum that I submitted with this, according to the statute 136.016.1, residential property includes places where people live for, and that's not sales taxable. And I think this is the case. You've heard his testimony previously. I need to let you know that working with the assessor, and we provided appraisals, and the values were adjusted on each of these. But this is purely a request for classification.
Okay.
From commercial which was appropriate when they were motels, to residential.
Okay, and I'm assuming these units, you have some small kitchen or something like that that you put in them?
Correct. That's okay. That's what we have currently.
And it's my understanding, yes, the assessor?
Will I get a chance to?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are done, right? Yeah, okay.
Okay. I have no problem with you changing classification, but I have to make sure that you've got your occupancy from Branson that says that, because we don't go against Branson. Do you have your occupancy permit for each of these from Branson that changes you your classification?
So there's two things with that. One is we have the permits submitted, but we do not pay sales tax on the way it currently sits with our current classification with the city. So we have our occupancy with the city, but we don't have anything labeled as a different residency group. But we are not technically operating as a nightly hotel, which makes us tax exempt with the city. That's the way they view us.
I have a question. So you said that they sign a 30-day, that they stay for 30 days. Are they staying the 30 days?
Yes, that's the agreement that we have with them. So, for example, like right now, our number one tenants are J-1 visa workers that are in town. That's the purpose of the project. Mm-hmm. So all of them are staying for at least 12 weeks on their current agreements.
We do need housing in Branson.
We do.
And again, I've said this before, it's part of the nightly rental thing, but I don't think the zoning has anything to do with the sales, with the tax necessarily. Because, in other words, we still, whether something's zoned residential for purposes of whether you can build a hotel there, doesn't mean that it's not operating as a business for tax sales tax, or not sales tax, but property tax purposes, such as nightly rental.
Okay, I guess I'm not understanding, because, like I said, if this is turning into an apartment, the city of Branson actually comes in and they change the classification on the building. They give them a occupancy permit, or you can't rent it out. And we have some other ones that they're having problems with. So, like I said, we just don't cross them. So
and,
you must
and
have
I, and
something.
I get that, and you're not crossing them. We would be. Okay,
yeah, but, exactly.
All right, so if we do something different. But you said you had a number of people already in there with contracts right now.
So 3518 building, that property is two buildings, or actually three, two large and one small. One small one is still not occupied. It'd be that back fourplex there in that corner. So
are both of these appeals right now, both of these properties that are under appeal, are they being occupied by people right now?
Yes, in some degree, yes. 3520 okay. Has one building occupied and it's under construction on the other one.
Do you have any other business operating on that besides this?
No.
Okay. Board, do you have any other questions about it?
So the issue is waiting for this permit for the change in classification?
I think what her concern is, if I heard you correctly, is that we have had some other ones that have started to do this and then not done it, and it changed. And then they didn't do it, but
we go with what the city of Branson occupancy permit says.
I understand. I mean, we can still, as a board, make a decision on that. I don't think we have to have the Branson. I mean, that's me. But.
Okay. So, well, have you adjusted his assessment?
Oh yeah, yeah. He had appraisals, and I came in right below his appraisal on both. As he said, they're happy where we're at on our appraisal.
On the values. So this is just classification. So she has it as 100% commercial because it was a hotel.
Yeah.
And so the question is, because he's doing leases at this point, they want classification as residential.
Yeah. Right. The statute says that residential shall not include similar facilities used primarily for transient housing. For purposes of this section, transient housing means all rooms available for rent or lease for which the receipts from the rent or lease of such rooms are subject to sales tax. And this is a situation in which they're not subject to sales tax.
And yeah, we do understand that long-term leases, we've had, of course, all kinds of nightly rental arguments here.